This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 206. Six Tips to Help Reduce Our Children's Stress During the School Year by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OPD for another episode. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and if you're new here, we provide you with articles each and every day that cover parenting and how to hone your skills as a parent. Today, I have a great post from Allison Carman about what we can do as parents to reduce our children's stress during the school year. It's a great post in the fall, of course, but we thought it would be a good one to share now after winter break as well. So let's get right into it and optimize your life. Six Tips to Help Reduce Our Children's Stress During the School Year by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. As our children are heading back to school, they may already appear a little more stressed. Children that are in middle school and high school know that in the near future, they will have hours of homework, papers, and tests. If your children are in high school, they may already be dealing with college applications or SAT and ACT prep. Many of our children will also be participating in sports, drama, science teams, newspaper, and other extracurricular activity. The minute these demands fall upon our children, they can become irritable, sleep less, and you may notice things getting out of whack with family life at home. There is certainly a lot to explore regarding whether our children are being overworked and whether school homework policies should be examined. But what can we do for our children right now and during the rest of the school year to help them be less stressed and worried? The following are some helpful tips that won't take all the work away, but will at least help our kids relax more, release some stress, and stay focused and get their work done. Number one. Give your child some maybe statements. Sometimes when our children get stressed, it's because they feel stuck or things are not going their way. They don't realize in the moment that life will always change again, and their future is not doomed if some things at school are difficult or not working out the way they would like. Remind them that as bad as things may look or feel, there is always the possibility that maybe what is happening will turn out to be good. Maybe things will get better. Or maybe they can accept what's happening and still be okay. Thoughts of maybe will help your child to return to the present more peacefully and get their work done with less stress and worry. Tailor a variety of maybe statements to your child's situation. Even though math was difficult last year, maybe this year things will improve. Maybe I will make some new friends this school year. Maybe some new ideas will come to me and I can finish my college applications. Or maybe everything is okay regardless of my worries. Help your children create a habit of keeping maybe statements close at hand so they'll be prepared when stress and worry arise. Number two, teach your child the practice of gratitude. Gratitude creates a larger perspective on life so that every little thing doesn't get us down. Remind your children of all the wonderful people in their life, all the things that they love to do, and all the aspects of their life that they appreciate. A gratitude practice in the morning and at night will help them tremendously. It's best not to teach them this practice when they are in the middle of studying or are really stressed. It's best to share this practice when things are calm. This way, you can help them create a larger perspective so they react less during difficult times. Number three, try to buy some good quality lavender and chamomile essential oil for your home to help ease your child's stress. Get a spray bottle at the drugstore, fill it up with water, and add 6 or 7 drops to the spray bottle, more if you want the spray to be stronger. Spray the house and your child's room before they get home. Another good option is to boil water and pour it into several bowls. Then add 4 or 5 drops of the oil and place the bowl in your child's room and around the house. If they do not like the smell, there are other oils that can be good for calming anxiety, like valerian. Everybody has their own favorite oil, so see which one your child responds to best and that the family likes to smell around the house. If you have a child that is very allergic or sensitive, you may want to dilute the oil even more and spray very little around the house to make sure they're okay with the smell. Number 4. A nice cup of hot tea is always very soothing when children study. Try to give them one without caffeine. I find chamomile or decaffeinated Earl Grey tea to work wonders on helping my children relax. Number 5. If you have the time, nothing relaxes children more than a foot massage when they're studying. I have seen my own children go from stress and panic while doing an assignment to being relaxed and focused just by a 10-minute foot massage. There are plenty of how-to videos on YouTube if you need some guidance, but just a simple massage of the entire foot does wonders. It's also good to do when your child is just telling you a story from school about something that made them stressed or hurt their feelings. Massaging their foot when they're speaking helps them release some of the tense energy they were feeling all day and return to more emotional balance. And number 6, give them a hug. Sometimes there's nothing else to do but give your child a hug and let them feel your love. Even though you do not see a change on the outside, feeling love and support is a good foundation for any child to build resilience and keep them going throughout the school year. And as parents, it's not easy to watch our children stressed and worried. These tips can help us too. Even though the school year can be tough at times for our children, give yourself a hug. And remember, maybe everything is still okay. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Tips to Help Reduce Our Children's Stress During the School Year, by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Okay, and thank you to Allison for some great reminders for the parents out there. It's nice to be reminded that as parents, we can still be helpful to our children as they get older, and that there are indeed ways of getting them to let us in, if you will. Of course they want help from their parents, but as they enter the teen years, you know, something just gets lost in translation a bit. So, aside from this great list provided from Allison, I would also remind listeners that you can always tell your children that you're there to talk if they need it. You can also share stories of your own troubles and how some of the things you stressed about that they're also stressing about never ended up to be as big a deal as you thought they'd be. Maybe giving them something to look forward to could be good as well. Booking a night out with them to their favorite restaurant or a sports game that they might be interested in seeing. So there are so many ways to support and uplift our children while simultaneously bonding with them and not taking away from their ability to fend for themselves or work hard. So keep that dance in mind as you seek to help your kids through stress. Can I use this as an opportunity to bond? Can I lean into their interests? And can I do all of this while still supporting their independence? It may sound like a tough balance, but I guarantee that with a little effort, you'll find plenty of opportunities to do all of this. So take that with you, parents, and good luck. Time to get going, but I am so glad you joined today, and I will have another parenting post ready for you tomorrow from Nourishing Minimalism. Be sure to come back for that. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.